Are you ready to go solo in your forex trading? Maybe you are already flying solo. Let me share more with you right now. Hi traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach, and today is Friday the 4th of July. So for all of you in the States, happy Independence Day. I hope you're having a fantastic holiday. And I want to talk about going solo. Now, what I mean by that is in forex trading, going solo really means going from a demo account to a live account. And it's a question I get asked so many times that people say to me, hey, Andrew, look, when's a good time to go from a demo to a live account? When will I know? And I suppose it's different for everybody, but some of the main points would be you would know. You know, you've got to be comfortable when you go live. And so it depends on how much maybe education you have, how much knowledge around trading, how long you've been trading, the results that you've been achieving, and how dedicated you are to your trading. Because the dedication is a really important aspect of forex trading. And when you are on demo, it's very, very easy to just be very blasé about your trading and just, oh, it doesn't matter if I lose that trade, or oh, the trade can stay open over the weekend, it doesn't matter, it's not real money. You know, and having that whole, not so much gambling approach, but that sort of monopoly, it's not real type approach. And it's very, very dangerous. Another thing that I've talked about many times is that so many people open an account on a demo with a huge sum of money, let's say a $100,000 account, knowing full well that when they go live for the first time, their account may be, let's say, $1,000 or $5,000. So it's very dangerous, in my opinion, to open up a huge demo account, because it makes forex trading and making money potentially look too easy. So my advice would be that if you know you're going to start with, let's say, a $5,000 live account when you go live, and you have $5,000 saved up to put into that account, what you should do is when you are still on demo, make sure you trade a $5,000 demo account, because then when you make the transition to live, there's nothing you need to do differently. Now, for me, I did the demo to live thing years ago, like 10 years ago, but yesterday I flew a helicopter solo for the very first time, and it's a great achievement, and I feel really proud to have done that. But a little bit like the trading, it's taken a lot of dedication, a lot of heartache, and some, you know, almost giving up. Can I do this? Can I not? Can I actually master this sort of control of flying this helicopter? So there's been some self-doubt along the way, and there's been the need to seek good education. You know, I've gone to the very best instructors that I can find, and got a fantastic instructor, and you know, he's given me a hard time, and he's pushed me and given me lots of extra work to do, and you know, shown me, but having said that, shown me the right way to do things. And so when I went solo yesterday, yes, it was slightly, you know, nervous. I was in the machine by myself, having to take off, hover, take off, do a circuit, etc., by myself. I had some guidance with him on the radio, talking through, you know, making sure that I was sort of safe doing the first couple of circuits. But ultimately, it was up to me. But I wasn't too worried about it, because I knew I could do it, because I've done it in practice mode. In other words, with him sat next to me in dual controls. So all I had to do was concentrate on doing nothing different. And as I was flying, I was thinking, believe it or not, I was actually thinking about trading and thinking, and that's why I came up with this video and podcast today, because I was thinking this is no different from demo account to live. Yes, it's a little bit more nervy, but if you do nothing different, it will be fine. And so I did exactly the same in the two circuits that I flew myself in the helicopter for the first time. I thought, well, I've been taught how to do this properly. If I do nothing differently, I should be able to do this circuit and land without either injuring myself or killing myself or damaging the machine. And lucky I did none of those, and I managed to do the circuits fine. So it's a very sort of good analogy to use the live and demo account with flying a machine as opposed to dual controls. So I wanted to put that out there and just sort of share that with you. The other thing I wanted to also share just quickly is that I had 5 trades close on the weekly charts overnight, so Thursday night into Friday, during the European and US sessions. And those trades have been open. Some are only 1 week. Some would have been over several weeks. But I had two trades that lost and three trades that closed for profit. But I made a net gain of 4.3% out of those five trades, with only risking 0.5% risk over each of the five. And I made 4.3% gain net. So it just goes to show the importance of high return trading, like high rewards, small risk. And it just shows what can be done. So those trades were on weekly charts, and they were put on and just left until they hit their profit targets or their stop losses. And it's no different to trading, let's say, 1 minute or 5 minute charts in terms of the setup. Just it takes a little bit longer, and you need to have the belief and confidence in your system to allow them to stay in the market slightly longer. And again, it's not for everybody. Likewise, the very short time frame chart scalping system is not for everybody. But the great thing that I believe about the way that I trade is that the technical setup and the patterns will work across all time frames. It really depends on what suits you as an individual trader. Lastly, I just mentioned about the solo flight. If you'd like to see it, I've got a very short clip on my Facebook page, and that's Andrew Mitchum Forex. So just go to Facebook and type in Andrew Mitchum Forex and you'll see it there. It was taken by my instructor just on his mobile phone, just as he was talking me through my first takeoff. So if you want a bit of a laugh and watch a wobbly helicopter and me trying to get up in the air, go to Andrew Mitchum Forex on Facebook. So that's it for now. Have yourself a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to bringing more information about the fantastic world of Forex trading this time next week. Bye for now. This is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach.